You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guests today are Kevin Powell and Megan Young with Rubicon Custom Homes. Welcome back.
Thank you. Quick break.
Quick break. For the break, we were talking about Megan's role in the design of your new home.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or your office.
Right.
You can redesign or renovate because Rubicon does it all.
Right.
Absolutely.
Should be our new tagline for 2017.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Nancy, thank you.
And during the break, Brian actually brought up, you know, being the wonderful realtor that he is.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about building trend and some different things that are coming up or that you're seeing people change rooms. You know, it's funny because I was in over the holidays, I was in many houses, and some of them are open floor plans. Some of them are still the broken up floor plans.
Yep.
And I was actually in my parents' house thinking, man, I'd take this wall out if I lived here and
right.
open it up into the kitchen. But they haven't done that. So
right. Well, you know, Brian brings up a good point, obviously, being ingrained in this community. You know, there's a shortage of building lots.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think a big trend for 2017 and on is going to be remodels.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't have the available land to build new like we used to,
yeah.
And the price points for the land,
has
raw ground,
up.
Continue to go up. So we're seeing a lot more remodels, I think, than we did in the past. And exactly that, people want to freshen up the house, maybe restore it to, you know, how it was, or get a new take on it, make it a little more modern, a little more open flow for their lifestyle. You know, a lot of people were seen as they age in place too, want more of the amenities on the main level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that
right.
master on the main. So they don't have to walk up and down the stairs, wider doors, hallways, you know, bigger bathrooms, walk-in showers.
Yep.
So it makes life a lot easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we found, and as Megan touched on earlier with House and Pinterest and all those types of things, you know, each client's just so unique and so different. That's part of what we love about what we do is what some person is going to want in their house, the other person's not.
And
so you have industry trends, and we try and follow those, but it's just so unique, especially in Bloomington. There's some pretty unique architecture here, so it's each house has a challenge for sure.
It's true, and you can have the same floor plan and have it completely feel completely different when you walk into them,
right.
because people do change walls and that kind of thing. And I think you're right, Kevin, that people are really renovating a lot more, but they have great ideas, kind of like I just said, you know, my parents should take out that wall.
Right.
Well, you know, when I really started looking at the wall, it was a load-bearing wall, and,
right.
you know, they're not going to be able to take that out, and their refrigerator's on the other side, so where are they going to put that?
Right.
So, but people don't realize that, even though it's, you know, an 8-inch thick wall, they think, oh, yeah, I could just take that out. Well, your roof might fall in if you do that.
Exactly, yeah. And that's where we're really happy to have Megan on board. Just her experience. She worked with Fisher Homes before while she's in school. Just her experience with that. And we get called a lot to come into houses for a consultation to say, hey, we're thinking about doing this. Can we or can't we? And that's how a lot of our initial conversations start off.
Absolutely. And then it probably turns into something like, well, you can't do that, but you could do this. You can change something around. You can move a bathroom. Or I think that's one of the things. Do you find that people, the things they want to change the most are like their kitchen and their bathrooms?
Yeah, I would say so, for sure. Yeah, occasionally, you know, we're getting a lot of outdoor spaces as well, but interior living space, kitchen and baths, is a smart place to put your money, especially from a resale value.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and we've heard before that, you know, outdoor kitchens are a real trend, and that people really want to spend more time in their backyards and on their patios or three-season rooms or something along those lines that, you know, I have this deck, but can you make it into a room?
Exactly.
And what will it take?
Exactly right. Yeah, we're getting ready. We're going to leave Monday and go to the International Build Show. It's a kind of the world series of our our industry. Generally over 1 million square foot of vendor space. So
we're
going to take Megan down there. That'll be her first build show. We've been probably the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
And it just...
It's overwhelming. You know, be careful.
Oh, yeah. Just the number of classes and the, you know, to sit down with the vendors and other builders from different areas of the country.
Right.
Helps us get a better feel, you know, what building practices are new, what products are new, and kind of merge those relationships so we can bring that stuff back to Bloomington and offer it to our clients. So it's an invaluable experience. Something that we try and get to every year for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've actually never been, but I've talked to many builders who have come back and it's like, oh yeah, well I think that's one of the first years that Tyvek, the deck boards, what's the deck
Trex.
Boards?
Trex. Yeah.
That came out at one of those.
Yeah.
And everybody came back talking about these deck boards that were really plastic but never aged and you didn't have to take care of them. It's like, what? They have revolutionized decks.
Oh, they've blown up. We just went through the Trex, what we call it, Premier Partner Program now. So it's just a great product. And you know, if you take that times a million square foot of all these vendors, you can imagine. That's why it's hard to get through everything in 3 days.
I can't even imagine.
My brain explodes thinking about it.
Plus all the classes that you get offered as well as part of that you can go and learn the latest trends or the latest techniques or how to expedite the build, because everybody, once they start building, they want to get it done as soon as possible.
Exactly.
Now. Is it done yet? Hurry up.
Exactly.
Yeah, scheduling and processes is definitely going to be on the list of classes we're going to hit. You know, we're certified green professionals, so we got to do some continuing education in the green building world. So that's always a big topic down there. And it's just going to be good to get more exposure to it, as it is every time we go. We always take plenty back and bring it back to our clients.
That's awesome.
I think it's important too. When you're picking a builder, pick someone who knows what's going on and keeps up to date on things.
Yes.
I mean, that's really important because they're not all the same out there.
I would agree with that.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and there are, I mean, a lot of people call themselves builders, but they're a one-person operation, which is they're more carpenters, really.
Right.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with a carpenter. No. We all need a good carpenter.
Right.
But they don't have the access to awesome architects or to all of the latest knowledge, or they don't take the time to go and educate themselves on what's new.
Right. I think a great point to that is what makes Megan a good designer is she also project manages for us. So she doesn't just sit behind a desk and draw. She's out there in the field, you know, dealing with foundations and framing and subs and vendors. And that correlates very well into, you know, hand in hand in both her design and her project management.
Yeah.
And that's been a great asset to us.
Yeah. I saw her last year on the Habitat Builder Splits. She was there every day.
Just hit the ground running.
Exactly. And that's one of those things that a lot of architects, you're right, don't. I remember one of the first women build I did, we had architects that drew all of those homes for Habitat for Humanity. And I was doing the outside siding work. And I finally said, look at this area. It is 6 inches for siding. That's really hard.
Right.
She was like, oh, yeah, we need to fix that. I'm like, thank you. Please do on the next house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, real world is different than on paper.
It is.
So that's awesome that you're out there and doing that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we only have about a minute left, but I want to make sure people know how to talk to Megan and to Kevin if they want to. So tell us where you're located and what your phone number is and your website and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty easy to get a hold of. We're down on Sarah Road. 3657 South Sarah Road. We're on the web, all social media, so just RubiconCustomHomes.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. You know, an email address, generally info@RubiconCustomHomes.com. Goes to all of us, so one of us will be responding to you for a project need. So
awesome. And a phone number?
Yeah, 812-336-2421.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you for being here. Well,
thanks for having us.
Great. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.